This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.
Gabby's embarrassing moment number
620.
620?
Yeah, I think that's about where we're at.
Yeah, that's right.
So the other day, I was just pottering around in my backyard. Well, I wasn't really pottering. I was picking up dog poo.
Yeah,
it's a really glamorous life that I lead.
Isn't it?
And while I was doing so,
Shovel or plastic bag?
Plastic bag, but with like a little trowel.
A
garden trowel?
Yeah,
they're
right.
Not very big.
No.
But there was a few of them because I'm not very
Haven't gone to the pooper scooper yet where you don't even have to bend over?
No, because I still have to put it into the bag and I would worry that I'd be uncoordinated and put it on my hand.
Yeah, right.
Don't want to do that.
Right. Yeah.
So anyway, pooper scooping around the backyard and I've got about 8-foot fences between myself and my neighbours. So they're pretty high. You can't see through there, but I could hear someone in my neighbour's backyard doing the same.
Probably your neighbour. Yep.
Probably my neighbour. Who knows? I actually haven't met that particular neighbour.
Right.
So they're pottering around in their backyard. I don't know what they were doing.
Yep.
And then as I'm doing my thing, I hear this, hi. Oh. And I was like, oh, they've noticed I'm in my backyard. This is weird because I can't see them, but it'd be rude not to respond because they know I'm here.
Yeah, of course.
So I was like, oh, hey. Next minute, someone else comes out of the house and they start having a conversation in the backyard. I'm like, ooh.
That hi wasn't for me.
Definitely was not talking to me. So my neighbour's in her backyard and says hi. Here's me over the fence and is just like, who the hell is that? Just keeps doing her thing. Doesn't say a word to me. Luckily we can't see each other because that would have been even more awkward. And I just ran inside and pretended like it never happened. And I did not leave the house until I knew she was gone.
I don't know. I don't know what you do because I'm sure a lot of people have done that. Whether it's the oh hey business
or the wave,
it's
always the wave. Yeah. Oh, someone waves at you. You're like, hey! Oh, it's behind. You're waving to someone behind.
Somebody else. But then, do you follow through with it? Like with that one, the oh hey's and all that kind of stuff. Do you then start putting on voices because you've said hello, and then you just put on another voice, going, oh hello, how are you today? And pretend to have that conversation. So.
It was probably too late because I just started nervous giggling soon as I realised what had happened.
Oh,
I think it was pretty obvious that I had stuffed up.
Gab, let's talk cheating real quick.
Cool.
Not your standard sort of cheating, not cheating on a test, not cheating in a game of Uno.
I thought cheating on a partner. That
not
was the
cheating
first
on a partner. Well, sort of cheating on a partner, but let's talk financial cheating rather than, you know, seeing other people cheating.
Oh.
Financial cheating or financial infidelity is rampant at the moment, apparently.
Is this when you buy something and don't tell your partner?
That's exactly what it is. Exactly what it is. You mislead your partner by lying to them about your household finances and spending and all that kind of stuff. Everybody who is in a relationship does it.
Oh, 100%.
Both sides do it.
I did it the other day.
Yeah.
So I found this T-shirt that was a downward dog, in downward dog.
Yep.
And I was like, this would be perfect for Doga.
Yep.
And my boyfriend told me it was a waste of money. I'm like, yeah, okay, babe, you're right, I won't buy it. And I was going to sneak back and purchase it later.
Yes.
But then I realised he was my videographer at Doga, so I wouldn't be able to hide it.
You couldn't get away with it.
I would have, though, if I could have.
So my wife, she does it all the time.
Mm.
I catch her all the time, or at least I ask her about things all the time, and she has a whole slew of different excuses.
Oh.
Now, I was talking to her about it last night, and I got her to list off her top 5 excuses when it comes to when she gets caught with extra shopping, extra clothes, all that kind of stuff.
Disclose this information?
Well, you just see, I'll give you the top 5. Mm. She had a lot more, but I'll give you the top 5.
Okay.
There's a few that she wouldn't tell me because they're her best game.
She needs them for later on.
Yeah, she needs them for later on.
Okay.
But see if they ring true for you. This is the first one.
No, I've had this for a few weeks, actually.
So,
a few weeks, I'd say a few years.
Yeah, this whole thing.
Had it forever.
Yeah.
Why have you never noticed it?
Okay, here's another one.
No, this one's still got the tags on it. I think I'll probably take it back.
You never take it back.
Yeah, you keep the tags on it until you really, really need it with, you know, just in case somebody catches you, you just go, oh, no, I'll take that back, you know, that kind of thing. But you never take it back. here's another one from my wife.
Yeah, it was super, super cheap, though, so basically cost nothing.
Totally. You save money when it's on sale.
Yeah, of course you do. Yeah.
You're not spending any, you're saving it.
Yeah, yeah. Those 2-for-1 offers, for instance, where you get two for one, but you didn't need the one in the first place.
Of course
but
you
still,
did.
No.
You always need the one.
Yeah, okay. Here is another excuse my wife has used when being caught red-handed doing some extra shopping.
No, this one's actually for my sister because they didn't have it in her size, so I had to get it for her here.
I've used
sister
that one.
Sister lives down the coast or away. Tried to find it down there, couldn't find it, bought it here instead.
I use that all the time.
Never makes it down to the
sister. No, I'm just borrowing it now. Yeah, it is hers, but I'm just borrowing it. Yeah.
And one last one. What do you reckon the top one or the next one was from my wife?
Oh, there's so many options. Mm. I don't want to ruin it for her. I'm not going to let one slip that she wants to use later in life.
Okay, this is the final one she has used and used quite frequently in the past when being caught financially cheating on her husband.
Yeah, it is new. I do what I want.
Does that a whole bunch.
I love that so much. I do what I want. That's the best. The ATO, or the Australian Tax Office, have decided to ask their staff to dob in a colleague if they're wasting any time.
No.
So they want reported colleagues who are taking long lunches or who are eating breakfast or reading the newspaper while they're meant to be doing work.
Wow.
And I understand the reasoning behind it because, you know, they're sick of their staff wasting time that's on the clock. It's actually fraudulent because they're putting in a timesheet and if they're not actually working the hours they're saying they are, then they can get in a big lot of trouble. Mm. But to ask the staff to dob in their colleagues, I feel like that's making a bit of a wrong step because you're trying to create that drama between your staff. Then it, like, divides everyone and it just makes a really unhealthy kind of environment.
And with the ATO, I'd be happy with them not doing their chosen jobs because if they're concentrating on reading the paper, eating their breakfast, eating their lunch or going out for coffees, they're not trying to hunt down people like me.
Yeah, they're not auditing you and finding where you've
stashed my millions.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Millions? Dollars.
Yeah,
I don't think you're in the high risk category.
I'm not one of their prime targets.
I don't think so either. There's bigger fish to fry than you, Hamish.
Yeah.
But we want to know, 13, 12, 16, would you dob in a colleague? Because I know sometimes you can get pretty frustrated if you're working hard and the guy next to you is just sitting there and dipping his spoon into some peanut butter and chilling out. Like, why that can be really annoying.
Why are you looking at me? It wasn't peanut butter, it was Nutella. Get your facts straight. Thank you very much. All right, give us a call, 13, 12, 16. We want to hear from you. Sharon, would you dob in a workmate?
God, yes.
Really? For slacking off? Or would you just make stuff up?
No, for slacking off. I wouldn't make stuff up. That's just mean.
Yeah.
So if you were equal in terms of ranking in the office and they were just, you know, chilling out, eating breakfast, reading the paper while they were meant to be at it already, doing their work in their timesheet, you would go to the boss.
Yeah.
Have you indeed done that?
No.
No.
How would you go about it? Like email, phone call, face-to-face?
Oh, probably face-to-face.
Yeah, because then it's not in writing and you can't be held accountable.
That's right.
If we've learned anything from this business, it's don't leave a paper trail. that can come back to haunt you.
Totally.
Why do we need to make it to 2050, as in the year 2050? That's 32 years away. Well, according to a futurologist, his name is Dr. Ian Pearson, he reckons by 2050, we will all have the ability to live forever.
Well, that's not going to
work,
is it?
We will be immortal. I mean, if we get a nasty disease that knocks us off, that's completely different. But he says that technology, the way it is going at the moment, there are going to be a whole bunch of different ways that we could live forever. He's listed off a few, and they are renewing your body parts.
Ooh. So I could end up being, like, all mechanical.
Yeah. Well, that's actually number two, living in android bodies was another one. And living in a virtual world was the third one that he listed.
That's very Black Mirror.
Yeah. So very Matrix as well, into a computer world type thing. Mm. And doesn't matter what happens to your outside body, as long as your brain is functioning, then you're,
I think I prefer that to being in an android, because in an android you can't enjoy touch and physical.
Well, you never know. Anything. Advancements in technology, you might be able to by 2050. You just never know, Gab.
But then how also do we deal with overpopulation then? If no one's dying but people are still being born, then what do? Or you're not allowed to have kids anymore, and then you lose another huge highlight of life.
I think you might be confusing me with Dr. Ian Pearson. I'm the reader of said theories, not the creator of said theories.
I'm not necessarily asking you because I know you don't have all the answers, Hamish.
I don't have any of the answers. Not all the answers. Any of the answers.
I'm just thinking through the issues that are going to arise if we start living. Like, you know, living longer is already an issue.
Yes.
If we start living forever, we're going to need a bigger planet, guys.
And, well,
we need to expand Earth.
Or other planets. Just get some builders onto it. Someone call a chippy.
Yeah.
We need an extra room put on the end of the Earth. Can you organise that, please?
Get rid of the ocean, make it all land.
Yeah. Oh, gee, don't do that. That's no good. That's no good at all. I don't know. I'm not here with answers. I'm just here to pose a few questions, Gab. But you know what? By the time I get to 2050, I'm going to be very, very old, and I don't want to be living at that age forever.
Yeah. Like, so unless there's some kind of youth pill that takes you back a
few
years.
Back to my mid-20s, and I'm golden. You know, that's fine. I'll be happy to live forever. But, you know, by the time we all get to 2050, I don't know. I don't want to extend.
Well, they said, you know, 60 is the new 30, so I'll be sweet. Let's live 60 forever.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the challenge is on for me to make 2050 first.
This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.